praise Jesus much. We thank God. He has led us, we already arrived. And as the promise has always been, now let's take the thanks to Him. Father Almighty, King of Kings, we thank you, God Almighty. You've led us to reach in this place, as written in Romans 8, in the verse 14 and to 15, that those led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. And the 16 you say, and the Spirit Himself, together with our spirits, He groans in us saying, you are our Father. Now we're pleased, O God, the Spirit has empowered us, and you've come in this place. As in the Acts 1 and the verse 8. And you say that when the Spirit will come, He will empower you, and you'll be my witnesses. Lord, we've come in this move to take the witness, which is more, and that we see in your word, O King of Kings. We thank you, Holy Spirit, as your fullness is spoken in the Acts, chapter 2, verse 3, and the 4. And you say that, O King of Kings, when upon them came tongues, they are filled with the Spirit. And the fullness of the Spirit is seen in Revelation 4, 5. And the seven lamps shine before the throne of God. They are the seven spirits of God. You've led us in your fullness, Spirit of the Lord, of the wisdom, of understanding, of counsel, Spirit of power, of knowledge of God, and of fear of God. Thank you, God Almighty, and thank you with hosts of angels who worked with them, Holy Spirit, and you still work with, and which work with us now. Bible says, Almighty God, in the Psalms 104:30, you send your Spirit that created and you renew faith of the earth. When you send the Holy Spirit, you send the armies of angels. We thank you, Lord, for the Spirit didn't pass alone, and it's passed with angels. As written in Hebrews chapter 1, 13 and 14, angels are spirits sent to serve those who inherit salvation. Angel Gabriel explains, Apostle John, in the Revelation chapter 22, in the verse 7 and 8, he said, bow not to me, for we are workers with you who hold the word of God, worship God. Lord Almighty, thank you, we've not come by ourselves, but we've come for your command, we've come for your counsel, we've come for your power. Come and your armies chase and they protect us, and we can fulfill the righteousness needed in this place for releasing this nation in the name of Jesus, Son of God. We thank you, Lord, for when we've come, fulfill that you promised in the Joshua chapter 1 and the verse 3 and 4, as you say, everywhere you will reach and you step your feet, you will take that land. Lord of God, this time borders of Uganda, spoken of all over, blessing on this river, the River Nile. As we heard again, Almighty God, Isaiah 19, in the verse 5 and 7. And the seventh day, that right at the river, in the time water never reduced, there, Lord, you will raise your altar in the midst of the land of Uganda, altar of knowledge of God, spreading the world for the final work of God on the planet Earth. Thank you, King of Kings, for we've arrived, and we know we are with you. We say, truth through the gather for your sake, you'll be there. And Lord, we're beyond two. We are beyond three. O King of Kings, for you told us in Isaiah chapter 1, the verse 18, to come with reason with you, O God. All sins of the nation Uganda and the unrighteousness come based in this place, the exact you spoke in the scriptures, which has the source of that altar. Be ever, Lord, we take repentance, we take the prayer of forgiving, and to enter warfare to break the evil spirits that blind this nation. O King of Kings, we thank you for it. We've enabled us to come in this place. We don't do this on ourselves, but we introduce even the entire nation and those we've agreed on. We did agree by ourselves, but for the nation Uganda, for all nations in the world, for your children loving you, the Bible says, Almighty God, in the Matthew 18:19, where two, three sit on us and agree on something, Father will do it. We as we come in this place to be able to raise this nation, to be able to lift all nations for this river move many nations. It goes to the big river, O King, and supplies all nations. O God, when we go to here, and after we pray, and we see, O King of Kings, shall raise in this place, and we know you're with us. We introduce us to Uganda, and all of us who love you. From Matthew 7:7, this will be offered for, ask you be given. Lord, introduce to be your offerings. As 2 Philippians 4 in the verse 6, but tell me what you need through prayer, repentance, and the thanksgiving. Thank you for helping us. We are your offerings, Lord. And as it's written in the Matthew 23:9, don't have any father on earth, for your father is one in heaven. Accept your father of our spirits, not only us here, but all Ugandans and all people in the world. The Bible says in Hebrews 12:9, that the father of your spirits will do you more good. Lord, you rebuked us, and we accept that rebuke. We get back to you. Ezekiel 18:4 says, all the souls are yours, all good modes. So that you still die, but that will repent and live sins. It will live surely. We've come to repent for Uganda. We've come to ask for Uganda. We've come to enter warfare for Uganda. Or prayer of spiritual. O King of Kings, thank you. Accepted us. You say, Jeremiah 3:19, when you get, come back to me and do not backslide. You call me Father forever. We should come back to you, Lord, not for only us, but on this nation. In the name of Jesus, Son of the Living God. Amen. Praise Jesus so much. We've not just come to see this river, because seeing if sometimes don't analyze, Bible accuses you a case according to Isaiah chapter 6, that seeing they see, they but they don't perceive, they do not perceive, even hearing they hear, they do not understand. Today we have come beyond to seeing. Most come to see, but we come to see and beyond that, and to analyze and perceive things. We've come to hear, even to understand. Praise Jesus much. There are many things you've heard. When we started the call of the country, investing in Kampala, on the ministry, new generation with the full knowledge of God, praise Jesus much. We marked you the call of this nation, Uganda, and it's marked in the Holy Scriptures. It was marked in the history, spoken in the entire world. Most European explorers, mostly the book entitled My African Journey. Praise Jesus much. Prophecies released in AD, right from Uganda and outside Uganda. He picked out mostly the Australian vision, which was brought in Uganda in the 1992. It's written in the New Vision newspaper. And those we are looking for, and they say right in Uganda, this must be God's final work on the planet Earth. And came there, show them where the River Nile is, and person to lead that work, it's made to be near with the River Nile. I want to pass through briefly things. There are like 3 to 4 things. Praise Jesus much. In the few minutes, for some of you are not present there, it's Zana, where we pass through these issues. Some of you get them on WhatsApp. Others come pick message, move to hear them. But I want, when we go down to see, you're not just going to see. What I'll tell of you, you go analyze, look at them. Even what we studied, look at them. And when you reach there, try to see you touch your hand in the water and speak some words of God and speak of this nation and the entire world. Don't just reach there and watch. Be as someone taught. Hallelujah. Do something for your nation in this time. Praise Jesus much. I want to speak fast. That call on the nation Uganda moved on, marked with the source of the River Nile. Praise Jesus much. First of all, as we get the Bible reader, in the Isaiah 19, from verses 1 and 2, he speaks and he says this.
Isaiah 19,
from verse 1 and 2, Isaiah 19 from verses 1.
Lava, Mukama yeva gade kuchirechi itamangu, najja mu Misiri. Nebifana nyeje Misiri, bili nyenyezewa mumaso ge. Nomutima gwa Misiri, guli sanuka muyo wakati. Ulinyoro kubili. Era ndi lwanyaba Misiri, naba Misiri. Era bali lwana, buli muntu ne muganda we. Na buli muntu ne muli lwana we.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus much.
According
to Isaiah 19, verse 1 and 2, prophecy through prophet Isaiah by the Spirit of God.
The
Spirit says in the prophet Isaiah that see God rise on the clouds, which is swift, and he heads on to Egypt. This day, Egypt, you have a small country now.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But the Egypt you have today, it was the capital city of the bigger Egypt then. Today, which we know as Africa. The prophecy released then, in the name Africa wasn't there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The name Africa came in AD. In the BC, we used Egypt. But he says, God rides on a swift cloud and he comes to Egypt,
which
means coming to Africa. Praise Jesus much. But they have said, those days when he comes, Africans will be fighting each other. Kingdoms fighting each other. And that's what we are in now, you know. African countries, even right, Egypt will remain as a portion.
They
just finished fighting, changing their leaders. In Libya, Sudan, Somalia and many others, many African nations, with the form of war. That signs show the season of God coming on the cloud. But remember one thing, that coming on the cloud, it comes back the second time. And remember in the Acts 1, starting from verse 9 into 11, that our Lord Jesus, after he raised up, he made the disciples, and as he spoke with them, he was lifted and the cloud took him. Praise Jesus much. But the answering of angels, they say, the way you've seen him go, it's the way he's going to come back. Now, as you take into the cloud, you get back with the cloud. Praise Jesus much. I think Galatians 1:7, you read it. That behold, he comes on a cloud, and every eye will see him. Praise Jesus much. Now in this time, Jesus riding on a swift cloud to Africa. Africa given this work of preparing all nations for the coming back of Jesus Christ and to resume preach gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus much. So entire Africa, we are called on this word. But there is the one with the source, where there's going to be a base, where it's not be that altar, and that was marked with this river. We have come on the river Nile, which is the longest in the entire world. Praise Jesus much. Let me hope you are connecting them. Even though we have gold rise on a swift cloud, coming to Egypt, coming in Africa, and in those days, African kingdoms, all countries of Africa, in the BC we didn't have nations that a country, we had kingdoms. They'll be fighting each other.
Now,
that's that time we are in. But in being within it, and God comes to mark where there is the source, where he wants to put this altar of the knowledge of God, of preparing all nations for the coming back of Jesus. Praise Jesus much. And marks us with the River Nile, the source of the River Nile. The reason we are coming to this place, not just come to see that this is the source, but we have come.
For
many brethren who have been coming here, those who came before many years, and they bound this nation, and they based right here to bewitch, and many things they did. Those who bind, the one who bind it, come right here. And they bind it. Those who want it to be corrupted, they come here. We today want to plant a special pillar of the spiritual world. But I know you know that pillar. The angel comes in the pillar of this what we live here as we move on. Now more other sorcerers. Let they come back here. We're not going to refuse them. But what will fall on them? Me and you, we shall hear them.
Hallelujah.
Let's read in Isaiah 19,
the
verse 5 to 7. We see how we marked with the source of this river. Isaiah 19, the verse 5.
N'amazzi galikendera mu nnyanja n'omugga guli weebuuka ne gukala olunya olw'omukaaga n'emigga giriwunya obuggo obw'emisiri bulikeewa ne bukala ebitoogo ne saalu biriwotoka
kansubira ebitoogo ne saalu
ebyaliwotoka of that call how to be fulfilled. Isaiah 19, the verse
7.
All the reeds on the Nile, along the showers of the Lord Nile, at the source itself. How, what will happen to them? Isaiah 19, the verse 7.
Amalundira gali kuchira. Kulubala maluwa chira kwenyini. Negyona evisigibwa kuchira. Biri kala. Biri gobe wawu. Sote biri wawu na te.
Biri kala.
It will dry up if you go all over the river. If entering people around, they have built whatever was there that was watered with his hands. But it's all reduced. They dried to get space to build there. And there are all reeds all over here. But you cannot find them there. Want to go see things we are on in their truthfulness. Praise Jesus much. Isaiah 19, the verse
8.
Do they call the fishermen here, you see? Do they call fishermen of this place? We get one fisherman. Get a testimony of the people of the camera. Whether they still have fish and even they are allowed to go for it. Even to dare go find, you pay tax here. Before it was free fishing. The fish moved elsewhere. And they followed the prophecy. That when seasons are due and they say the fishermen are to cry as they fish, they don't see us. Let's move away, go elsewhere. Isaiah 19 and verse 8.
Era nate abo abakola omulimu ogw'obugwogwa obusunsule n'abo abaluka engoye enjeru bali kwatibwa ensonyi olunya olw'ekkumi n'empagi zaayo zirimenyekera ddala n'empagi zaayo zirimenyekamenyeka abo bonna abalekera abakolera empeera bali nakuwala mu mwoyo
owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard well? We have pillars. We have pillars of leaders. Most have been broken. Along, now there's a pillar which uphold the Nile, the road, the bridge. The first bridge, it broke. Even what they have built is broke again. But these are prophecies. The real pillars there. Don't be surprised. They have to be like that. Besides pillars of our leaders, but there are pillars holding this Nile bridge. Them two broke.
But
they have to be careful that they don't totally break before they build new ones. And people fall in there. Praise Jesus much.
So,
that's how we mark the source of the river Nile. But we are not the first to be marked with river. Israel was the first. As we came to study, you heard of that. According to Joshua chapter 1, in the verse 3 and 4, God marked Israel with the river Euphrates. River Euphrates. Which is the biggest, but this one is the longest. Israel, where they were to serve from, their land was marked with river Euphrates in Joshua chapter 1, 3 to 4. But we, Israel was to begin God's work on the world, Uganda was to wind it up. Praise Jesus much. In Genesis, they swear these rivers bypass each other. The river Euphrates passes even the Nile along it. And they bypass each other in working. They exchange the roles of work. I will not explain all today. For most of them, we explained when we began to see the call of this nation. Praise Jesus much. But there are some nations who claim this call, and they say perhaps they are those spoken of here, like Kenya, like Tanzania and Rwanda. And say perhaps the source of this river, perhaps it's at Kagera. Praise Jesus much. But what disqualifies them most is one. The verse 7 in Isaiah 19. It says, along the source of the Nile, it's not us to first discover this source, that it's in scriptures alone. The European explorers, I think we saw of their letter,
John's speech.
Yes, praise Jesus much. He said that the expedition, in Africa had accomplished its mission. For we've already discovered the source of the river Nile, right from the Victoria Nyanza.
You
know, they would have called Nyanja. They did not speak Luganda, and they called it Nyanza. Basing on their tongue, they ask, what do you call this in your language?
Nyanja.
They say it's Nyanza. Praise Jesus much. And they say that river, the Holy Father River Nile, that the father of rivers and is a holy river, right where it is, we have a great hope of the Christian faith. That hope, it's taken many years. Those came in the 1958. Many years, they had the hope, but we at the source, we knew nothing. Me too, to understand of them, it was the journey of heavens, which began in 2005 to 2011. The journey of heaven moved to the Bible. God teaches me Bible. And this is where heaven is, where what is in there is where we reach the Nile, the river Nile. It be moved the world and what is in it, as we started in the Bible, in the journey of heaven, in the spiritual transports, where there's the vision, the dreams, the trance, the azotas, the urim, the famim, the spiritual transports. Praise Jesus much. Richie, and he explains me what concerns this river and the call of our nation, Uganda. Praise Jesus much. But many nations try to claim, but in the Bible, the source is shown being in Uganda. Is it not that? In the history you've heard of, the book entitled My African Journey, they discovered the river and its source in Uganda. And they moved Africa. And what they aimed was to be visiting is to look for the source of the Nile. All who reached where they are, their exploration ended there. And they say, our journey has gained its purpose. Why did they reach in Kenya? Why did they end in Tanzania, not Rwanda? The other, the prophecy released in 1992, In the November, it was the 14th, it was written New Vision newspaper through Prophet Wilhelm Watzel and Emil Klein. They wrote, God gave them vision on this nation. What surprised them, they passed via Kenya and they came in Uganda. Yeah, they don't know where it's located. They say that nation's blessed and it is a blessed. If they do God's work, the final on the planet Earth. Praise Jesus much. And the man made to help the work has to be the prophet Elijah, Moses, and as heir of the throne of David. Praise Jesus. And they said but that man must be around where the source of the river Nile is. And they said on the western side, you go on your Google search and look districts surrounding Jinja, where the source is. You find a district called Buyikwe district. It's still new. It's in the west. But it was part of Mukono then. It's just been created. Praise Jesus much. But me, was born right to Lugazi, mostly where we have stopped. That is Buyikwe district. It was part of Mukono district. But it was cut off it. That prophecy was very clear. Praise Jesus much. It's very hard someone come from the central to say it's me who has been called, or to come from the east, or to come from the south, in the north. Our prophecy is very clear. We were not able to bring the newspaper, but the ministry has been reading it. Praise Jesus much.
So,
that's what moves on to disqualify other nations. Even though they feel they would have wanted to be the one with the source of the thing, for its special, valuable, and its good. We in it as Ugandans, we don't mind anything. But I think we no more do that. Right from today onwards, all the world know what God called us to do. Praise Jesus much. That we believe it. Where nations hold on that word, in the Isaiah 18, from verses 1 in the 3, and they say this river, perhaps it's beyond Kenya, yet it's sourced from where? Though it passes, even in Kenya it's beyond. But where is it sourced from? Let's read there we hear. Isaiah 18 from verse 1.
Woe,
praise Jesus much. That war unto that nation beyond the rivers of Ethiopia or the rivers of Egypt. When you go, you have to come from the map upwards, come down to the source. What depreciates the nation to be Uganda? It has not only that one river, but many rivers divide within it. You have to, is Kenya divided by many rivers? Is it Tanzania? Which nation there? Rich Uganda is filled of rivers. Many others. There are some of the signs proving to be. Although we see this river, but there are many other rivers. Those we are to look to. It means we touch this river. We've already touched all rivers drunk in the entire world. And we want to pray the Holy Spirit to convict hearts of people in the entire world to repent. Everyone drinking of water where it is. This happened in the era of Moses to turn all water to blood. Even that in the cup. Now we're not turning it to blood alone. For blood, waters, and the spirit, they agree in one. According to 1 John chapter 5 and the verse 8 in the King James Version. But in the Luganda you have it verse 7. Praise Jesus much. Moses touched one river, this one itself. River Nile, Moses touched it. For he touched it within Egypt, in our city. But today we've not come turn into blood, but to turn into spirit. Everyone drinking of water in the world, the conviction of living sin. Praise Jesus much. Let me hope you've understood me well. The purpose for this,
and
God put the altar of knowledge of God and fights the altar of the unknown God. Yet it was promised it has to be right in the nation with the source of that river.
And
the nation will be a blessing in the midst of the world to all nations. According to Isaiah 19, we speak of the altar. Of marking of our call, we've had it. Now we head on to the altar. Let's read in Isaiah 19, in the verses 19. Isaiah 19 from verses 19.
Kulunaku luli walibe chote eri mukama wakati munsi ye Misiri nempaji eriba kusalo yayo eri mukama.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. He marks and he says, on that day when the river water levels have reduced and when fishermen are suffering and reeds are dried, on that day there will be an altar and a pillar unto the Lord. There will be an altar in the midst of the land of Egypt. The land of Africa, we speak of it. As on the borders. When you go on the African map, Uganda, you're close towards the border of the African map. Who is right here on the other side? Kenya. Now when you keep him, we are close to the border. Borders of Africa and the sea. You'll go look at that on the map. But we say we pass through briefly. When we study, we show all things you see them. On the ministry. Praise Jesus much. They'll say there will be an altar and a pillar. Let's finish. Isaiah 19, the verse 20.
Ere eriba kabonero ere omujulirwa eri mukama owejje munsi ye Misiri kubanga bali kabira mukama olwaba jozi naye aliba weereza omulokozi owamaanyi era omukuumi naye aliba lokola.
Praise Jesus much. That this altar and the pillar, it will be a sign unto the Lord and the witness. And in that time, we shall pray to the Lord for the oppressors.
Now,
even though Africa, we came got independence, is it not that? But we did get from hands of colonial masters. They remain ruling over us. Even oppression, you know, from them. Medicine which is not working, which is aged, is what they give us. When they say you go to homosexuality, we shall not give you aid. We have to go into it. They give us aid. But we are no more do that. For God sent us a savior.
And
come here to release tears not of water, but of pain. Now we are tired, Lord, as nation of entire Africa, that have been in the third world. Prophets in Isaiah 19 say, in that time there will not be a work of the head, neither the tail. You're not in the first world, neither the last person. You're hanging in the third, middle there. None of us invents passing that they make an aeroplane
or
computer or telephone.
They
never have a work of the head and a tail. But you'll hang in the middle there. See, an African not inventing. Prophecies fulfilled on them. Got their heads. prophets best to capture them and they give them theory. When we study, there's no practical in studying here. You study many years and you work few years, you die. If even you get a job to do.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. This altar will be of what? Listen to the next verse. Isaiah 19, verse
21. Bali sinza ne sadaka ne chitone era bali yamuwe yamu eri mukama era bali butukiriza
nti bali manya mukama
that they will know the Lord. The altar going to be says of the knowledge of God. For there was an altar in the Acts 17:23 called altar of the unknown God. Time altar spring from Uganda, the pearl of Africa, for Africa and the entire world. Altar of knowing God. It fight altar in hearts of people in the world that God is unknown. Let's read in the Acts briefly. Acts 17:23. Praise Jesus much. The altar of the unknown God, which is hearts of people in the entire world. People say things of God are confusing. God, you cannot know and understand him. His naked spirit. That altar we destroy it. And altars of these wizards. For they were together with host altar, with that altar. He found many altars, but there was altar of the unknown God. Now we not destroy only that altar of the unknown God. And they say God is unknown. Even altars of sorcerers and wizards. The altar is in Isaiah 19:19-21. It's the altar of God and the pillar and the sign and a witness in the midst of the world. And we shall know God in his fullness. We are coming ministering here. The new generation with the full knowledge of God. We break out of the full knowledge of God, be able to fulfill the call of God on the nation Uganda that's been promised in all nations. We don't put the altar of knowing God with fullness. We shall not be able to break down altars contending against us. Altars of not knowing God, and altars of sorcerers and wizards. But they were together with the other altar.
And
altars got powers of sorcery. Altar of our God that inscribed is unknown. Altars go filled and they surround the altar of God. Almost them to wait in sorcery and they came here. For things of God are confusing. Let me go get powers of sorcery. I use it in the Lord's sight, for they are unknown. Someone gets Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, and he brings it.
So,
now those altars, that time we shall serve God with a sacrifice. It's the ministration of wisdom. Romans 12. And we shall make a vow in those days, and we shall fulfill it. Give me an African country which made a vow to God, and not Uganda. For Uganda we vowed long for God in our country, as Uganda motto says.
Person
refusing is not Uganda. Let them say any of us we vowed and vows to the Lord. But Uganda motto we say for God and our country. And we made a vow. We want to take this step to fulfill our vow unto the Lord. And all nations live the living God. Uganda, you say, I will stand for God. Praise Jesus much. You did end on that. You moved ahead in the national anthem. You said, we lay our future in your hands. God will uphold us in our future. We lay in your hands. You be planning what you want. What you want, you tell us. Now, we want to go back in those hands to fulfill our vow. Most we don't want to get jealousy of the word of the new generation with the full knowledge of God. For it's the altar promise. Most people say, Apostle is Isaiah. He says he has the altar alone. We too have made altars. Friends, you've made altars, yes. But made of the full knowledge of God. In what form of altars? Well, let me give you a summary. We're about to reach that message. Speaking of the altar of the full knowledge of God. In fight the altar of knowing God. In altars of witchcraft. We're about to begin that message. But the altar of God, as you see, altars you lighten on this wall cooking food. Is it not that? We have fire in there. Is it not that? The altar of God, we have which fire? Jeremiah 23 says, the word of God is a consuming fire. We have to begin with the full word on that altar. It's not altar of just praying. We are on altar now. Those come later. But the fire is where? We want the fire of the word, which is filled. It's no subtracting, no adding in it, no twisting scriptures, but two to four commands, two to four scriptures from the Old and New Testament. And we bring fire on the altar of the word. So when we open scriptures, hearts got a burning of fire in them, and the altar is lighting in their hearts of the word. No, demons beat all altars, which was begun like of God, and they began sorcery, and God comes on heads of people like demons. I am Jesus. For they didn't make them with the fire of the altar, fire of the word. Remember in Hebrews 12:29, God is the consuming fire. In its altar where it is, there must be fire of the word. The other altars in Africa, those we know of the olden, they have three pillars, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are only ones we speak on that altar. Everything rotates on those. Those who like altars didn't understand this. They say begin altars, and Apostle Mulinde, prayer mountain, say begin altars, but which form of altars, my Lord, and we build them how? Now altars of African style, we know, they have three pillars on them, and it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If you want not to speak of those, speak what you want, you have no altar. The altar has a space in the middle of it. I think you see them there. Anyone who has never cooked on those altars, let's see all who have used those African altars of fire. Yes. You see the middle space? Those are hearts of the people. And the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit want to enter in the middle there. For the Revelation 3:20, on the hearts knocking, they want to enter. That they want to open your heart as you see the altar. The Father have room in you, in His Word and the Holy Spirit. The food to be cooked on the altar. Amos 8:12 says, they'll be thirsty and the hunger, not eating food, not drinking water, but hearing the word. The food to be cooked on. Prophet such scriptures. Food is it well. How many scriptures? And they are the altar cooking food of the word. Water is the Holy Spirit which cooks that food. For it speaks open. Matthew 7:37-39. If you believe, inside you will flow springs of living waters. Spoke that meaning the Holy Spirit who was to be given us. And this water you see is a sign to show the Spirit to flow in the entire world. Best thing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. That's why this river is known as River Nile, the longest river. The Spirit to flow as it's never been before. Yeah. Those who studied with us, double portion, you understood it already. Praise Jesus much. I wanted to pass through for you. Please to understand those words. The firewood of the altar. You understood the food, the water, the firewood, these are gifts. This is the theme of AC. Do not stop stirring up gifts. We stirred up what? Firewood in the altar. Spiritual gifts, apostle, prophet, pastor, musician, evangelist, come. That's why you can reach the ministry. Prophet, apostle, pastor, everyone. And you wonder, all these are gifts. They are on the altar. Everyone's staring up. Now, apostle, see the gospel not moving. You stare up. Apostle, where are you? Fire is not lighting. Evangelist, when it's talk, it's not spreading. Evangelist, tear up. Come, we see, we move the gospel. Pastors, sheep are scattering. We gather them. They are staring up. Now, other altars lighting. Compare them with such an altar. For it comes in the world anytime. If you go to explain it to people, all nations will be amazed. All along, what have we been on? Look at those on altars of Baal, altars of Satan, and they think they are of God, for they didn't know how they are lighting. But as I finish, there is another secret. Where's the Owen Falls Dam? At the Nile. Here. Right here. You know the secret there? Let me tell you another secret. These two perhaps you've not heard of it.
Ginger
means a rock. And this ginger, even where they built the Owen Falls Dam, there was a cleft there. Where Adam was, in that cleft, was of stones of gold. And those who built, they did take cost of money for it. They took much gold. And the rest remained down there. I'll tell you, all of them told you. All of them say they have hidden treasures there, you don't know. Treasure water passes on them. The word ginger, it means stone in English or rock. And in this world, there is no city, neither a village, which was ever called rock. But who is the rock? We speak of Jesus. Praise Jesus, man. But he said, upon you rock, I'll build you a church. Foundations of hell will not shake it. And I'll prove you. All of the secret they didn't know, but the secret is in the name. For the name this city came from rocks which were all over here. All here we are rocks. Most of the rock along the flat, but not risen, but filled of cleft down there. Adam, when they met him, he played within there, and after he moved else in the third heaven, in the garden. In clefts, they made photos for them. Others are in the box there. Praise Jesus, man. You, someone with the Spirit, I want to use your sight to see now. Our Lord told Apostle Peter in the Matthew 16, I've called you rock, for upon you I will build my church. But oh Lord, people don't know why God chose there, for he named the name of his there, rock, Jesus. I told you, if they have not called you, lead this call, there are things you will never know. Except the one who was called to lead it, he knows it well. Now you thought of what? And who knows why ginger is called ginger? Okay, why English is called rock? Or a stone? Let us read in the Matthew. Matthew 16, from verse 13.
Yesu wayajja ku njuyi ez'e Kayisaliya ekya Filipo, Nabuza abayigirizwa abe ngagamba nti omwana w'omuntu abantu bamuyita batya. Ole 14 ne bagamba nti abalala bamuyita Yokaana omubatiza, abalala nti Eliya, abalala nti Yeremiya oba mukuba nabbi. Ole 15 n'abagamba nti naye mmwe mumpita mutya. Olunyole 16 Simoni Petero n'addamu n'agamba nti gwe Kristo omwana wa Katonda omulamu. Olunyole 17 Yesu n'addamu n'amugamba nti olina omukisa Simoni Bayona, kubanga omubiri n'omusaayi tebyakubikkulira ekyo wabula Kitange ali mu ggulu. Olunyole 18 nange nkugamba nti gwe Petero nange ndizimba ekkanisa yange ku lwazi luno. So n'emiryango egy'emagombe tegiri giyinza.
Owulidde yamuyita Petero.
Have you already called him Peter?
Olwazi.
The rock.
Eranga ku lwazi
olwo. And upon that rock, he will build this church.
Naye olwazi luno
olwo kiwajja. This rock called ginger, stone, rock.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why they have been coming here. But we carry the name of the rock himself, the Lord Jesus. And he wants to make us by sign of the rock which was there, which was hidden. But now when you look for it, you don't find it. But those who understood, once you go search of history, when they built that falls always. That rock held different precious stones in the cleft there. Adam resided there. And the last ladder church, the glorious one, has to be built in that land with that rock. For when we read 1 Peter chapter 2, the verse 3 to 5, they tell us this on the rock Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 2 and the verse 3.
Obanga mwalega ku mukama waffe bwali omulungi. Olunya olw'okuna nga mujja eri oyo ejjinja eddamu eryagaanibwa abantu naye eri Katonda ddondi lya muwendo mungi. Olunya olw'okutaano era nammwe ng'amayinja amalamu muzimbibwa ennyumba ey'omwoyo okubeeranga bakabona abatukuvu okuwangayo ssaddaaka ez'omwoyo ezisiimibwa Katonda ku bwa Yesu Kristo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So, olwazi
jinja. Now the rock stone, it was there where there is the Owen Falls Dam. Yet it retained a portion under down there. But that's where the source of all wealth of the land rotates from there. If close it down, what comes you collect? Mature gold. There is a collection center of wealth there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Me too, I waited to tell you these ends. No, there are those with this secret. Now they think they have hidden them from the Lord. Praise Jesus much. I hope you've understood something. There's one other secret. Who knows the second name of Adam? His second name was called Rock, which is what they called that rock, which was the name of Jesus. When he had put him there, he told, "You are Adam Rock. Upon you I will build a church." And all of us came from him. It's the name he named Peter. Who knows the second? If you contend, it's not that. On him he built all of us. That's why he's saying, Peter, upon you I'll build many, and we come as living stones. Adam bared that name of rock, whom we call Peter. Adam Peter.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now that's how I finished. And I have secrets in there to hint a little on them. Most we shall get them from the Bible. What I've said, Adam had second name called Rock. And what caused that rock to be called that name? Praise Jesus much. Let me hope you've heard some things. You know the reason we're taking down. We are no more going to have a gathering like this. Second, we gather to go back. We want to make a prayer here. We live with it here. We go see, touch water, and we live. We go baptize. I will baptize Uganda. You will get me a flag, though a small one. I will baptize him in the river. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. He will raise us up. You see how character is moved by. Now, rest of the prayer. We are going to have a prayer of repentance. We sent Philippians 4 and verse 6. Tell me what you need through the repentance, in the thanksgiving, in the prayer.
So
we're going to make a prayer of repentance. We pray to be given, and we pray of warfare. And then we launch out. We have no much time to waste. We want to speak meaningful and do meaningful things in the quickest haste. For we are on the swift cloud. As the one leading the Lord Jesus, by His Spirit, by the move. Father Almighty, we glorify You. We give You glory and honor. We thank You, King of Kings, for You've taught us to profit. In Isaiah 48, in the verse 17, You say, "See, I am God, teaching you to profit, and we show you the way thou you are to take." Oh Lord, we have heard Thou are called in Isaiah chapter 19. In the verse 1 to 2, that hold you on the cloud, come into Africa, which was known as Egypt in BC. And Lord, those who worship the idols, the demons, they will be shaken, they will break down. Lord, we know it. You're going to break Satan and his demons. You're going to destroy them with works of their hands, for it's what my faith in the world. Bible speaks saying that Satan made evil works. The Son of God, that's why He manifested to destroy the works of the evil Satan. Lord, we come with prayer. You told us, Lord, and said still, the earth nation marked Uganda, Pearl of Africa, marked the River Nile for the call. Verse 19, in the verse 5, 8 to 7, the source of the Nile, the source of the River Nile, the longest in the entire world, and the sign to flow of the Holy Spirit in the entire world. In Isaiah 18, the verse 1 to 3, Lord, You told us the land divided by rivers. Lord, we're going back to pray. Enter in repentance for all nations, for Uganda and Africa, and all nations. And we pray for mercy. Our Savior Spirit, in His fullness, Lord, that He can reveal us, to guide us, and we touch the River Nile. Let, Lord, Your Holy Spirit begin to move. O King of Kings, we thank You for us in the same day as 1919 and the 21. There will be an altar, there will be a pillar, and a witness, and the sign of You, Lord, of the knowledge of God in full, to fight the altars of the Baal. Acts chapter 17, 33, O God, help me today, Lord. You told us that word, and You set a secret. Why ginger? It's called ginger. It's called a rock. The rock, it is You, Jesus. Acts 16, the name of Peter, they say, "Your rock is upon you. I'll put the church on you." And to Uganda, You build a church, a glorious church, filled of knowledge of God. Our Lord, we pray to baptism before You, Lord, and we pray to this ourselves. Matthew 7:7, You told us, introduce the law for us. We pray You give. But today, God, we enter our prayer, fast for repentance for Uganda and the entire world, and on the church in the world, to be able to repent for unrighteousness, all things we've committed. O King of Kings, pray forgive us. O God and Matthew 23:9, You don't have a Father on the earth, for Your Father is one, He's the one in heaven. Lord, we've come to pray to You. We've come to pray to You. Matthew 6, and the verse 9, 10 to 11, is this and same. Pray, Father in heaven, and don't be named. Your kingdom come. We've come to You, Father in heaven, if we know where. Lord, Hebrews 9, 12, and the verse 9, Your Father of all spirits, all spirits of people, and of animals, and of animals, and of all in the world, Your Father of them, if we come of them, Lord, first to You. Uganda and all the world, Lord, and we throw it before you and we pray our mercy. For Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 18 verses 4, all souls will sin, the souls are yours, that will sin is going to die, but Lord God repent, you forgive it, and no one runs this, you remember, Lord, we come before you, Lord, for us Uganda and in Africa in the entire world, Lord, and we pray forgive us, our forgive us, O King of Kings, and right this place for transgression, all the sinning from the leaders, Lord. You spoke in Isaiah chapter 19, that all pillars will break, O God Almighty. And you say, the leaders, most in Africa, they are perverted Africa, they are perverted in Africa. We pray our mercy, Lord, your leaders of myself, all leaders of village, leaders of salvation, Lord, we've corrupted sin. Forgive us for our mercy and righteousness. We promise, Lord, in the Jeremiah chapter 3, in the verse 19, that when you come back, call me Father, and don't backslide, and call me Father, we do today, for your soul spirit, who with our hearts, Lord. Bible speaks in the Romans 8, 14, 8 to 16, that to live by the Spirit of God, that the children of God, and the Spirit himself, in our spirits, he groans, O Lord, Abba Father, Bible says, in the Romans 8, in the verse 26, and 27, that Lord, we are ought to, but the spirit of us are wickedness. For he does say, we groan, Lord. We groan for Uganda. We groan for Africa. We groan, Lord Almighty, for the devil. And he told us, when we are standing on rebuke on the best thing, Proverbs 1, 23, I set my rebuke, I pour my spirit on you, you will grow, you understand my words. Lord, we have accepted. You rebuked us, Uganda. You beaten us. You dwell in us. You sickness, poverty, pastors to fight, politicians fight each other. Lord, forgive us. Have mercy, Lord. You promised us in the Acts chapter 2, in the verse 48, and down, that repent, give us the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we ask the Holy Spirit, who will come inside of the river Nile, as Isaiah chapter 19, in the verse 7, in the verse 7, John chapter 7, in 37 and 39, when you believe, inside you will flow spring of living waters. You spoke that, may the Spirit be given us. Oh God, behold, this river was put on the side, the longest river flowing in the entire world. Lord, the Spirit is going to invest in Uganda to flow in the entire world. That's why we pray, Lord. We enter in prayer. We enter in prayer of warfare. Lord, we pray of prayer after repentance. We pray, have mercy, forgive. Accept us today, Lord. You accept us, Lord. Accept us before you. Accept us in your presence, Lord. This is in Isaiah 50, Psalm 51. That, Lord, don't spin off from your presence. Take the Lord your praise. Psalm 51, 12. He said, Lord, restore joy of salvation. Sustain me. Spirit of liberty. Lord, we ask your spirit in his fullness, and that he can come for us. In the Acts chapter 4, oh good, the apostles gathered and they prayed, and their suppressed church suffered, and the Savior Spirit and empowered them, and the word they preached with boldness, and many miracles, and the wonders were done. Lord, we pass, let your spirit who came in the Acts chapter 4, in the verse 3, and the 4, in the times of fire, let him come in Uganda, let him come in Africa, oh, let him come in the world, oh, Holy Spirit, the fullness. As in the Revelation chapter 4 and the verse 5, let the seven lamps of fire and they shine before the throne of God and the seven spirits of God. Lord, we ask the spirit of wisdom within the word according in the Isaiah 11 and the verses 2. We ask the spirit of the Lord. We glorify you, Father. We glorify you, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. As in the John chapter 16 and the verse 12 and to 20, that when the spirit will come, you glorify me. And to take from the Father and give you, oh Jesus, we ask the Holy Spirit, we ask the Holy Spirit, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Son of the living God, in the name of Jesus, Son of the living God, Jesus, who was that in others, and left it, carried it, God, no trick in you, Lord, we speak with you, Lord, ask you, God, give the spirit of wisdom, wisdom in the word, let him pour in Uganda, let him pour in Uganda, people to Christianity, to know the word of God. your Holy Spirit understanding, the word of God, spiritual counsel of the word of God, of the season of time, of the scriptures, the season of time, of everything that I understand, spirit of the power, we pray spirit of power, to act through, with the power of darkness, every witchcraft, every sorcery, of two towers of prophecy, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, living God, Lord, pray, the spirit of knowledge, light and light, in the darkness, as written, 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, in the verse 6, and the 7, God commanded, light of knowledge, which God will not glory, shine in darkness, the treasure, in the church of China, in the place of Ugandans, and the Africans, in the third world, the glory to pray the world, the past power to come from you, we pray the spirit of fear, for fear of God, we welcome you in Uganda, and the Africa, in the third world, to pray the fear of God, to hate the evil, to help many, to come from evil, in the name of Jesus, Son and living God, you Lord, thank you Father God, we pray Father angels Lord, we pray for armies of angels, pray for armies of angels to serve with us, because the Holy Spirit is God sent alone, and the Bible says, through the Psalms, one of authority, you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew faith of the earth, in Almighty God, in Genesis 1, in the verse 1 and 2, the earth was empty, and mixed up, and the Spirit of the Lord, who was on the waters, and you told him, let me fly, be darkness, Spirit of truth, spread on Uganda, take away confusion, take away confusion, in Uganda, take away riots in the church, take away confusion, in the Taiwan, take away confusion later, in the Taiwan, Lord, Holy Spirit of God, we welcome you, with the armies of angels, Bible speaks of them, in the Hebrews, chapter 1, 13, and the 14, and you say, oh God, that those angels, Christian, as they go to minister, look to his salvation, we will come armies of angels, Almighty God, Bible speaks of them, in Psalms 103, verses 19 and 20, that angels, they are mighty ones, who fulfill the voice of God, and hear the voice of the Lord, say, Revelation 22, Revelation 22, 7 and 8, and your God will say, we are welcome to those who get the word of God, let the voice, Revelation 7, Revelation chapter 8, 7 and 2. I mean the commanders, angels, commander 7, and the trumpets come in Uganda, come in the dying world, of the nations, in the name of Jesus, Son and living God. They come up his angels who hold the weapons. Revelation 15, verses 1, 8, 2, verse 3. Come weapons, we come up his angels. 200 trillion, Revelation chapter 5, in the verse 7. We come up his all gold. I meet your Gabriel, pass through Gabriel, pass through the visions, one in the vision of the call, on the revelation, one in the word of God, to teach the vision, and the prince of trust, on the castle, walk in some time, on nations, and that we need, on the mission, on the ministry, all God age of knowledge, pass from faith, the world of knowledge, knowing of God, knowing of you, knowledge of God, alone, age of Michael, age of Badon, age of fire, Revelation 14, 18. We welcome you the war. Enter war. To break out of Satan. To break witchcraft. All kinds of unknown God. Raise your voice. Pray. Raise your voice, pray. Bible says, in the Matthew 18, in the 18, you will lose your heart. You will be lost in heaven. What you bind, you will be born in heaven. Bind demons, powers of darkness, in the armies of angels. In the Zechariah, chapter 1, the 18, unto 21. And the all on, which kind of children of God. The demons, and don't own a man. Angels of God, terrify, under Michael, terrify demons, and the face, in the demons, everywhere, in the Uganda, Africa, pass everywhere, in the world, pass everywhere, pass Michael, pass to Jabadon, of the shade, by demons, by demons, by demons, pass of darkness, all the zombies, into fire, burn, powers of things, all sorcery, all wizards, Almighty God. Thank you, God Almighty. Thank you for hearing our prayer, Lord. In those days, Lord, unto Prophet Moses. He sent him to touch on the water of Egypt, on the river Nile. Then you turned it into blood, unto cups in the Jericho, in every place with water. We go to live your Lord and go down visit the place. Everyone touched on the waters to pray. And the words speak three or four, they will be followed the prayer we prayed here. All over the world, in every place, in the drink water in the cups, in the cups, in the jerrycans, in every place, and they cook with food. There will be a Holy Spirit, convict the world of sin, righteousness, and the judgment. And people come on the mountain of God's God to be taught of God. A Lord, angel who came in the pillar of cloud, in the pillar of cloud, to watch over Israel in the way. We welcome him on this river. We welcome him in Uganda. Angel of fire to witch his fever. No one can bewitch the nation based on the river. To bewitch the nation, to bewitch Africa, neither the church. Lord, that is our prayer. In the name of Jesus.